Okay, first we want to start off with a general question.
Sure.
So how did you come to choose Pacific University for your college education?
I never knew for sure, but my folks encouraged me that I should go to a small school. They always felt I had some limitations, not that I was dumb, but that I had something that wasn't quite up to what a college student should have. I think it came from a reading disability I showed real early, I overcame. So they always wanted me to go to a small school, and I had a connection by my father being a congregational minister, and I was quite impressed that I got a scholarship on that basis.
So the freshman, what classes did you take? Well, do you remember the ones that you enjoyed the most, or the ones that were challenging or difficult?
As a freshman, I took PE, and we only had to take PE 1 year. I guess it was a year. The others didn't seem terribly challenging or difficult. It was in writing English that I was most concerned about my ability. I had the impression that coming from a large high school in Tacoma, that I had a pretty good background, and that maybe some of the other students weren't as well prepared as I was. Mm-hmm. So I did the best I could, and I felt I never had adequate experience or motivation to study as much as I should have. I never applied myself in studies as much as I should have. Particularly the first year after I found out I could do all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you describe your relationship with the faculty members on campus?
Faculty members. Well, this is small groups. I remember one English teacher, I'll have to check a yearbook. This is the second or third year. We sat in a very small room, and it was quite a memory that, I don't know, the personal interaction for five or six people relating about the subject. Was it the faculty members?
Yeah, are the professors, like today on campus, I feel like the professors and the students are still really close.
Yeah.
And you can talk to them, and really easy to talk to, you're not always available. Was it like that?
Yeah, it was like that. I wouldn't say I took real advantage of it. I felt at ease enough, but I didn't get close to one, except Dr. Berliner, and she was a psychology professor, and she and I went skiing. She didn't have anybody go skiing, and I think I drove the car, and we'd go to Mount Hood, and I wouldn't ski with her, but she wasn't that easy a person to be close with, because she had an accent, and but I did have a close enough relationship that we enjoyed skiing experience. Yeah.
What kind of friendships did you require while at Pacific University?
Well, in the fraternity house.
Yeah, because you were Alpha Zeta, right?
I was Alpha Zeta. I don't know. I never was as close as I might have been because I was unique in being a psychologist. I don't know how many psychology majors do you have now?
We had like 15 this year. It's growing though, it's getting bigger. How many did you have?
There was one or two or something ahead of me, but I think I was the only one in my class.
Yeah.
Maybe there was another one or something. But I was virtually alone as far as my particular year, and not that many before or after me. So I missed, the smallness got too small in that area.
So did you mainly probably meet your friends through like Alpha Zeta? The main group of friends?
There was a campus place which is no more, obviously, a small, well, like your the place we registered, what do you call it, campus?
The registrar's office?
Not registered, but today, the alumni met at the center.
Oh, you used the university center?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a small center, and one time I worked for a while buffeting the floor. But it seemed to me that's where I met friends and I got closer. Also, there was a Coker milkshake place in town, and it was like a coffee house. We were drinking coffee at that time. And it seems to me that's where I got closest to other people.
So did they remain consistent throughout 3 or 4 years at Pacific?
My friends?
Your friends. So getting into more exciting stuff, what kind of activities took place in the dorms after class? Did you study a lot? Was there a lot of partying, watching movies?
Well, AZ had a reputation of being wilder, but we weren't that wild. You spent 180 days or how many, I guess more than that, with the weekends. So I'm thinking, you know, the day-to-day activities is what was important, but we had some special events, some parties, and the traditional one was that they went down to Portland and they had a dance from 9 o'clock in the morning till noon.
In the morning?
In the morning.
Wow.
You dressed up and went to this fancy, and had a band and everything. You had in the ballroom in Portland. And then the idea was to go to the coast, go to
Seaside.
And then try and sleep with the person you brought down, which at that time was more difficult afterwards. In later years, I imagine. Anyhow, we drank then. I was in a swimming pool and came up on a friend and kicked a little hole in my ear. Yeah, it was very painful. I went to the doctor's office. I remember sitting there in an emergency room. And finally they saw me. I couldn't do much. I guess it did something to kill the pain.
Wow, so how did the hole get?
Just a little hole in the eardrum.
Oh.
And he said that I wouldn't be able to enjoy some music, like violin music, mm-hmm. or some aspects of music. And he didn't think it would heal up, but it did heal up. Mm-hmm. It did cover up. So eventually I lost some hearing, but mm-hmm. yeah, it wasn't from that necessarily, because I lost it in both ears. Mm-hmm. I think it was from later accumulation. Mm-hmm.
So what were your experiences with cliques on campus?
Cliques?
Yeah, cliques, like groups of...
Yeah. Well, the other fraternity, Sigma or whatever, the other fraternity was supposed to be better. The Ian people. Hello. I did something. I was supposed to have been charged as a blood drive 1 year.
Uh-huh.
So I guess I wasn't completely out of it. So, I don't know. I felt in, so I guess, inferior in that the optometry people, mm-hmm. even pre-optometry, uh-huh. have had a tougher courses. They had memorized things and were considered to be more difficult. Okay. So I don't know, they basically felt some out of it.
Yeah. Was there like football clique or Hawaiian clique?
That's what you want to know. Yeah, well, I wasn't in the football clique. I didn't play football. But, there's a little jealousy, a little feeling of not being quite the end thing in the mm-hmm. football, that you weren't, that they were the important people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, gave you the social aspects of college life. What did you do for fun, besides studying? Well, I know you mentioned some stuff earlier. Like, maybe you could talk about dances or homecoming.
I remember one time going to a fellow's house, we're drinking, we went to and driving in Beaverton, and the house was new and we slept on the floor. Well, I didn't drink that much, but I learned to drink in college. I hadn't drunk, I hadn't been drinking in high school. Mm-hmm. I went to the coast with a couple that my eventual wife knew, and he took us to the coast and had a good time. Mm-hmm. Bayview or someplace. And I skied and climbed Mount Hood. So bowling, and I did bowl some. And I was the secretary or the treasurer or something for the bowling. I had to figure out the bowling averages. We didn't have computers.
Oh, yes.
No. And I wasn't a math major. Uh-huh. So that, there were some of the things.
Uh-huh. So what is dating like on campus?
Dating
on campus. Was there a lot of holding hands, public display of affection? Was there a lot of that?
No. I don't think there was a lot of that.
Were there rules and regulations? What were those like?
No, the girls had to be in at a certain time. Uh-huh. Yeah. They put in effect for the college. We didn't have to be in.
Could guys be allowed in girls' rooms?
No.
No.
I did, the old Marsh Hall, or the old Hendricks, whatever the women's hall was.
Herrick.
Yeah, I think it's Herrick Hall. For something, for, I don't know how long, couldn't been terribly long. I fed the furnace at night or something, and so I was in the girls' hall. But I don't know. I suppose we We might have been inside in a room, in a public room, but certainly we didn't go to any rooms.
But so you could actually go to the building, you know?
And not it would have been a special occasion if I got been in the building. You know. Besides being in the basement. So.
What were your experiences with boxer tosses?
Yeah, what's happened with boxer?
Yeah, lots of stories.
Pardon?
I said there's lots of stories.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. No, I don't know. There was a couple of flashes. And, near riots. I don't have my hands on him. So it's mystical. But dangerous.
Yeah. So, one you had is gone, right? You have a different one now.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I got my picture taken with it. And the thing is so heavy. I was just like, man, I felt so weak, but. That was cool.
So. Well, what do they do now?
They don't do as much. Like, they do boxer flashes and stuff.
Yeah.
But not a lot happens with boxer. I don't know who has it now, but I know clubs have it. Like, I think the AZ's had it for a while, and they flashed it, and the wrestlers got it. I don't know. I don't think there's a lot, not as much going on with it as there was before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what was Pacific University School Spirit like?
Well, I think football showed the best spirit that we had looked up to. Yeah, I don't remember basketball as being that great. But, I don't know, they had a religion. They had a religion class. No, they had a chapel, which wasn't well attended once a week. And they had an assembly. Mm-hmm. And that had some spirit, I think. The people did show up to the assembly some. I think that I did more than the average AZ or but I don't remember much about what oil and incentives except for the blood drive one. But
so you mentioned the chapel, so it wasn't mandatory on Sunday.
No. On a Tuesday I think it was.
It was a Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
In the middle of the morning, that's it. Or sometime in the morning. No, it wasn't required. There was a required religion course.
Of course, okay.
Yeah. Do you still have that?
No, we don't have that.
Don't have any.
No, no required. So kind of along the lines of religion, I guess, well, not really, but what was the diversity like at Pacific? The diversity, like with group showcases and stuff?
Well, can I tell a story off
yes.
of side from
do Pacific. Whatever you want. You can
aside from Pacific, but give you some idea how things have changed. 5 years, 4 or 5 years after we left Pacific, I get married last May, 54. We were in Wapato, Washington, teaching, and my wife was at the librarian in the high school. I was a counselor. But the story is that the superintendent's wife could teach French, and they couldn't always get the teachers that they might want, or they didn't try too hard. But in Wapato, you had not only Native Americans, but you had, of course, the Spanish Mexicans. But they did not teach Spanish. You couldn't get a Spanish course in high school. The only thing that was available was French. My wife happened to have taken Spanish in high school at some time, and the kids would talk in Spanish, and she would understand it, and They never suspected that she would understand it because nobody taught. And yet, they had so much dominance of the Mexican Americans that you had a theater which would show Spanish films.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids couldn't read what was on the marquee because they never learned the Spanish. All they knew was oral Spanish. So, I'm just an example of how insensitive the whites were to the needs of the community. So here, we didn't have Spanish Americans, but we had Hawaiians.
Hawaiians.
Yeah.
A lot of Hawaiians, but today we have a lot of Hawaiians. Yeah. So.
I don't know, that connection started. Kept up.
Yeah, it's growing.
But, no, I think there was, I know there was one black student. If there was more, I don't know, but he was fine.
Uh-huh. So the attitude towards, that black student, everyone was just like...
There wasn't any problem with him, because he wasn't significant, token black in that sense. So the test was really the Hawaiians, and they were accepted.
Yeah.
But I think my experience is not, I didn't have much mixing of blacks.
Mm-hmm.
So I never, the first time I was under a black was in the military. I had a black sergeant and I had integrated the services. I'd had to get back in World War II. We were living in Cleveland and my father was appointed. I'm exchanging pulpits with a black minister, and we get him for dinner. And we have basketball games, which had blacks.
Mm-hmm.
So I had some experience. Always another baby.
So, how do you feel about Badger being the Pacific Embassy's mascot?
Oh, I can care less.
Yeah. How do you feel about it being changed to Boxer?
What about Boxer?
How it was changed, and now our mascot is we're the Boxers, not the Badgers anymore.
Oh, is it the Boxers now?
Yeah, we're the Boxers.
Oh.
Yeah, no longer the Badgers.
I didn't think there's anything terribly significant about Badgers.
Yeah.
Seems good to me.
Okay. So moving on to the community, what was your relationship with the community?
Well, at first it wasn't much, but I worked in the community, and that I worked packing the fruit, I drove a school bus for 2 years, so I had that contact. One of my first sexual experiences was somebody, a couple that lived in the community. I didn't know him.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife claimed that she thought she got pregnant from me. And but the child died. And so she was asking my girlfriend, what's the color of his eyes? But you wanted to know, see if you could identify. But she had trouble getting pregnant, and her parents had a child or whatever, they lost. Anyway, but that was one contact with the community. That's,
yeah.
And the other was, I got one to tell. How people have their favorite stories.
Yeah.
Okay. My first year as a junior, I somehow got this job as a bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time out, I was coming by the AZ house with a load of kids after school, and it died on me.
The bus did?
The school bus died. And I couldn't start it. What to do? And said, "Well, stay in your seats. I'll be back." And I ran across the street and into the AZ house and called back. And the guy said, "Well, there's a crank," and told me where to get the crank. Put the crank in and get one of the high school kids to push the starting button, and you crank at the same time and you get it started. By God, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I never remember killing that motor again. But, you know, this a crank motor is 100 years old or 80 years
yeah.
old, not 50 years old, you know.
Yeah.
But it was only, they had rebuilt the motor, and so it was tighter than a normal motor. Mm-hmm. And I think the motor was from the 30s. I think it was a 1930-something school bus.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounded like a good story.
Yeah, what? So would you say the community was really supportive of the school and the student?
Went to a church service that was odd. A very emotional one. We were obviously not connected. I didn't think the community was too much involved in the school. Mm-hmm. I guess I felt it. It wasn't very much. Connected.
So how was the dress like at Pacific University?
What did people wear? I don't remember. Not to ask women on that.
Was it very, did you have to wear ties?
No, we didn't have to wear ties.
So did you have to wear ties for dinner?
I don't think so. I did wear ties some of the time. There must have been some occasion for ties besides that, but
yeah.
Not regularly. No.
So were there smoking sections on campus? Or designated areas?
You don't know my background. I fought tobacco here in the last 15, 20 years. No, I didn't remember much about tobacco here in the Pacific. One exception.
Exceptions.
Yeah. There was some smoking in the fraternity.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember any restrictions on it, but most of the fellas I don't think smoked.
Uh-huh.
Certainly. But anyhow, one did. That one was obviously addicted. And we had a common sleeping area on the third floor, and on the hallway up to the common area, he had his bunk.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't get out of bed in the morning until he had a cigarette, and that impressed me. I think he's died. He had some other problems, I think. But that one would be that addictive that you couldn't go without your cigarette. He might have been separate there because the smoke would have bothered others.
So what kind of slang words were you using in your circle of friends?
Slang words.
Yeah. If you can remember any.
Well, we didn't use as many as you use now.
Yeah, we use every. We have a slang term for seems like everything.
Yeah. I can't think of any cool. I just don't know what you're
walking with. Okay, that's fine. Would you classify your college experience as more of a social or academic environment?
No. You could say one or the other. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I didn't feel that challenged by the academic And maybe, I'm sure there's a better atmosphere now.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to work with somebody else. I've taught school some and substituted, and I know that kids work together more, and they'll allow kids to cheat more, or allow one kid to help the other kid more. And there's very little of that at that age, yeah. Both in high school and college.
Today, right now at Pacific, it seems like it's more of an academic environment. Like, we don't have a lot of social, like, we don't have too many dances, and our homecoming doesn't seem like there is a homecoming. And we don't have a football team anymore, and I think, I don't know, it seems like we're here to learn.
There's not a problem with that. But. Yeah. Yeah. It should be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously, I wish I had to learn more, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I didn't take the right courses, so what I did, which was eventually teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't prepared, really. But in my field, I knew I had to go on to graduate school if I was going to do anything with psychology.
Yeah. Okay, so looking back on your time here at Pacific University, what was your fondest memory? Can you recall your fondest memory?
On the coast was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, climbing Mount Hood was pretty good with you guys.
You did that as a group? Did you do that?
Well, no, there was about four or five of us or something. Out of the best memories of the first year or two, as the social was so important. One thing I was reluctant to talk about, but I think it should be a matter of record, is that there was apparently a young girl who was less able, challenged. Mentally challenged. And my fraternity brothers took advantage of her. And I remember her, and it happened in the fraternity house. And I don't remember seeing the girl, or saw her at some other time. But I nothing ever came of it, as I understand the family took her away from here, and she lived in someplace else, at least for a while. And I was thinking of all the lives that would have been ruined if this had come out publicly, you know, the my fraternity brothers that would have had something terrible to live with. But it was such a casual thing, and such an innocent I just took advantage of her one night, repeatedly. And, not viciously, in any way. She was so dumb, she was so willing. But I don't know, I had some conscious of it. But it's part of it. I've had some other experiences. Later I was charged with having molested a three-year-old grandchild, which was never, I wasn't charged, but I was investigated for it. And I was interested in the Wenatchee case where there were so many kids that were said they were abused when they weren't.
Yeah.
But I think of the, you know, both sides. Mm-hmm. And so I've never been able to be self-righteous or condemning this. Partly that I couldn't condemn in that case. There's one other one that I think affected me, and that was that I was in with my first year in the dorm, and a big, tall basketball player was drunk, and he would go, and I was going down the hall naked as we did, to go get a shower, and he got a hold of my penis and pulled it very hard, and you know, it hurt, and it didn't bother me in college that I could see that there was an effect, but I felt in teaching bigger male students, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18, they're big, you know, and I never I think they tended to buffalo me, and I always wondered if that was had any effect on me, that I wasn't as dominant or as didn't take charge as much as a teacher should, or I felt intimidated by big, strong, athletic men, young boys.
So one last question for you. What is the one thing you enjoy most?
What I enjoy most?
Yes, that you would like to see stay the same. At Pacific.
Yeah. I think the booth, sitting in the booth, sharing coffee or milkshake or whatever, is the only thing I can think of.
Was that outside of Pacific?
It was just across the street.
Oh.
There was a place just across the street.
Yeah. We have, we don't have too much of that, I don't think, today. But we have Pizza Smita. A lot of college students hang out there.
Yeah. Because I don't have pizza. But
yeah,
but it's in there. It's right there. And I think, I don't know. I didn't have that happy in high school, I wouldn't say, and I was happier here. So that helped.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty good that attitude towards life, I think, in a way. Although I have mistakes made academically, but the small school atmosphere was good for me. Was helpful for me.
So I guess that's it. Is there, if you want to add anything, feel free to.
Well, not much danger of Pacific going away. You certainly have grown. And
yeah, we've changed a lot. We're planning on building a new library. And
all the dorms.
Yes.
So
yeah. They want to build a new dorm too. They just keep growing. We don't have enough room for everyone.
Many people lived off campus, or I don't know how they got by. But we had so few girls in my year.
Yeah.
And the year before, we had the last World War II fellas.
Mm-hmm.
But we were a small class.
It's the other way around now. Now we have more girls versus guys. I don't know what the ratio is, but it's pretty high.
You're there.
Yeah, not more girls.
Yeah. Well,